high-powered unit packed into this small space.
Rocket, so can you send us? We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 13th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. It's where I do all my banking. It's where I would invite you to consider doing all of your banking. Whatever it is you do, whatever services you use at your bank, where you bank now, they have all that at First Community Credit Union. And if you ask the members, they'll tell you they think they just kind of do everything a little bit better at First Community Credit Union. 43 locations. We'll talk more, but first we're going to do this.
Hey!
All right. Let me see if it's the same guy at the control board as last week. Yes, it is. From Birmingham, England. That is Trevor Lyme. Phillips, say hi to anybody you want to say hi to.
Hello to everyone out there and also my mom and dad.
All righty. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
I don't think that's very nice. No. True, but not very nice. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like
I almost lost it. I recovered. Say hi to your sponsor.
All right, I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason there with Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and you have a retirement plan and you would like them to take a complimentary look at that, and Stiefel is a member, SIPC and NYSE.
So bad, so poorly done.
You're doing a great job, Dan.
For their phone number and more. Go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
You'd never know this guy was in surgery last Thursday. Look at him. Picture of hell.
Looks gorgeous.
Not on crutches. This is a tough guy. Is it like a meniscectomy or what is their name for that?
It was a knee scope. Arthroscopic knee surgery. Knee scope.
Okay.
Is what it was.
Knee scope.
I got three holes in my knee. You want to see them?
Nope. I don't want to see him. I saw you take a drink of water earlier, and three spurts came out your knees. I knew there were three holes in there. He is, he's not just our newsman. He's a private investigator. That's right. His name is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hello to everybody.
Say hello to everybody. And I also want to give everybody a visual of something that goes on in the studio that it makes me laugh every time it happens, and I've actually never talked about this. So, at the beginning of the Pinion's Playhouse song, which is brainwashed into my head, as I've mentioned several times, when we all do the, hey, you know, that whole thing, Limey doesn't just say hey when he says hey. Like, you say hey, and you sit there, and you know, that look. Right. I sit here and say hey, Dan's hey. Limey is like a method actor. His hands go out, he wingspans out his hands, and he's like,
you've got to. Like, it's a big deal. I mean,
like, he's on Broadway when he does that. And nobody sees it, but he does it every time.
I'm going to watch for that.
Yeah. It's a wingspan. He does it. It's awesome.
Because that's how like, you know, the Russians do it. You know, they're like, hey! They throw their hands out.
Yeah, they do that dance where they squat down and kick one leg
on the
out.
Right. And he does it on the FM, too. At the beginning, he goes, on FM! His hands go out, like, way out here. I mean, he's acting. He's on Broadway.
He's putting more into it than we are.
He's got potential.
Nothing wrong with that. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses, hind end.
I don't even know what to say about this next guy. This is so puzzling. Just like thin air, that expression. Yep. The thin air. We do not know the whereabouts of Rat Boy. We just don't. So all we can do is be thankful we can still hear his voice recorded when he says,
"Jeez."
Yeah, oh man. Just like he's right here, but he's not. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yep. Yeah. Thank you. Woo. Thank you so much. I don't ever want to tell people don't email me or stop, but there are still people who email me who, for whatever reason, don't know that. Yes, we know about the place called Uranus. I still get emails. Hey, Frank, you're not going to believe this. And then they'll show me the Fudge Factory sign.
Yeah, I know this.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But, yeah, we've been talking Uranus talk for, what, years. five, six years
Have
now.
You been there?
Oh, longer. No.
I have seen the signs. I've not actually pulled off the interstate and gone to the fudge factory.
As much as you talk about it, you'd think you're the mayor of Uranus.
Well, I might run.
That's got to be a one-man election
runoff. Dan, we may have to take a day trip to Uranus. It's not that far.
No.
Come back with some fudge for
everybody. Show
for,
I don't do that.
You can get there in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do the yard sale. Do the yard sale.
I would actually like to talk to the guy that has created that whole...
Yeah, who is that guy?
I can't remember.
Because somebody... made up this fictitious place called Uranus.
You've not had him on?
No. I don't know who he is.
I'm going to find him.
Yeah, we'll find out who he is.
But how do you verify it? Maybe go, oh, it was me. You know, it's like somebody going, oh, I wrote that joke.
I'll ask him a question that only the mayor of Uranus would know.
There you go. And you're a private investigator.
You'll know how to get the truth out. I'd like to talk to him about having some sort of Uranus festival.
Oh, with your band.
Our band playing there.
What better band than the Seven Saturn Band?
Seventh Planet.
What's it called?
Seventh Planet Band.
Okay.
And we have a website, too, now.
Tell him about it.
SeventhPlanetBand.com. I put it together and everything.
And I've seen it. Awesome. And Dan did it all himself.
Yeah.
He did. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union, proud sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning. The real yard sale, not the fake yard sale. The carryover from the old place where it was so successful. Successful here and becoming more so every Saturday. Co-hosted by Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. One sponsor, one commercial heard four times an hour, and that's it. That's First Community Credit Union. Now, listen to me, folks. You only have about six more weeks to take advantage of this. Till the end of the year, and we're in the middle of November, why wouldn't you do this? If you move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union, $100. $100 in your account, no question, no strings. I know that it sounds like there must be more. Okay, what's the deal? There's not. You just move your loan, your car loan. You still owe the same amount on your car, but here's the good news. Your payment may very well go down, and that's not uncommon because a lot of times there are people who find out that the rate they were paying was higher than First Community Credit Union's rate. So there's a good chance you get a lower car payment, and every chance in the world you're going to get $100 because you will. $100 put right into your account as a thank you for moving your car loan. There, right there is the best excuse I can think of for you to become a member of First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank. 43 locations, firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
I've almost got it all down. He's not here in person today. And I understand he's not feeling very well. And, again, I like to say it the way Mike Evans would say it. We can thank that frickin' Limey because he came in here last week with some kind of a scratchy throat, and now Bill's got it. He tried to give it to me, but I'm too resilient. I'm a man. I'm fighting it. I'm not going to catch it. Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World. Window World, as you know, or I hope you know, is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And have a lifetime warranty and 15 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Window World now presents the either sick or faking that he's sick, Bill Cleveland. So, what are the symptoms?
You know what? I didn't think about it until you just said he was in that studio.
It's him.
I was in there Thursday.
It's him. Yeah,
and I had to do an event in Jefferson City, Missouri on Thursday. I thought I was just going to die right in the middle of the presentation. I apologize to everybody in the audience.
But isn't that the worst? You feel horrible and you still have to go through with it. That's the worst.
I am so sorry, Bill.
They're very nice.
Yeah, and if Bill gets the stuff he knows, look out.
Yeah. So were you? Where were you? Jeff City, where? The Capitol or where were you?
Yeah, so Thursday and Friday I was in Jefferson City, Missouri. I had not been to Jeff City since probably grade school. I think every kid in the St. Louis area makes a trek up there in, you know, third or fourth grade, and you take the Capitol tour and everything. I had not been back since, so it was a lot of fun to go back. I will tell folks it is a great destination if you want to go somewhere for, you know, go up on a Friday night and spend the day Saturday doing a bunch of stuff, or a whole weekend, or just a day trip. It's not that far. It's 2 hours away. Lots of stuff to do. I mentioned the Capitol. It's a really beautiful building, and you don't have to take an official tour. I actually went to take one, and, you know, because sometimes they give you some interesting history, and you get to go into a couple of places that maybe you don't normally just get to wander into as a, you know, part of the general public. But there were a bunch of school children there taking tours, and the one guy says to me, he goes, "Are you here as part of a group?" I said, "No, it's just me." He goes, "Well, let me tell you, there are a lot of kids here today, and you might be better off just wandering around on your own." So I took his advice, and it was just fine. So you can go and check out all that stuff sort of on your own. There's a place in town also called Central Dairy. So this
have I heard of it? We used to, on the way back from the lake, we would go in there and get the greatest milkshakes.
Oh,
and it's
man.
The old fashioned the metal in the where there's too much in there and they pour it in the cup,
yeah.
And there's some left over in the metal container, and it's real ice cream, not this skinny healthy whatever. It's real ice cream, which I think healthier.
Yes, I was there on Thursday. I filmed a video segment. I'll be getting that up on my website in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, I interviewed the guy who was one of the owners of the place, and he talked about the history, and it was really neat, actually, while I was there, only for an hour, hour and a half, to see folks who had come in. One gal was there from Hawaii, and she said that she grew up in the Jefferson City area, and this was part of her childhood coming back, and she was so excited to get to come back and have ice cream at Central Dairy. All over the world, people hear about this
place. What did it for me at Central Dairy was... the first time I went in there, and I said to some young kid behind the counter, I said, "Do you know what a chocolate soda is? Do you guys know what it is?"
I haven't got a clue.
Now, I don't mean chocolate soda like Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
I mean, make me a chocolate soda. What do you think
it's like soda water,
yes.
And then chocolate syrup in
it. Yes.
Yeah.
And vanilla ice cream. And you'd be surprised how many people go, "What? What's that?" This kid,
that's not sound good.
He says, "Do you want it blended?" And I said, "Oh, my goodness, yes, nobody ever asked that." It was fantastic. And all it is, folks, it's club soda or soda water, whatever you want to call it, and vanilla ice cream and chocolate syrup. It's called a chocolate soda. And because of that carbonated water, it just does something to it. It's great. So, yeah, Central Dairy, I know it will.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Couple other quick things. So, I'm not a big foodie person. I know you hate that word, but I will tell you, I went to a fantastic place called Madison's Cafe. It's been there since the early
80s. Been there.
Great place. Oh, my gosh, fantastic food. Check that out if you're looking for a place. The Jefferson City Landing is worth checking out. This is one of the very few remaining 19th century riverfront landings left along the Missouri River. And I'm going to be talking more about this on Wednesday, I believe. But the biggest attraction in Jefferson City is touring the Missouri State Penitentiary. And I'm telling you, this was...
You said penitentiary.
Yeah.
Penitentiary, excuse me. Hey, I'm a little sick, excuse me. It is a phenomenal experience. You will get to go in. This has been around since the, I think, mid-1800s. It's one of the oldest prisons in the United States. And they closed it down in 2004. But you go through the prison, and you go everywhere. I'm talking, you go death row. You go in the gas chamber.
Do they actually put you to death as part of the tour?
That'd be something. Thank you, Limey. I'll talk more about that on Wednesday, I believe. But it is an incredible experience. Everybody should do it. That's it. If you want some more info, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. Got an article just posted right now about Jeff City, so check that out. And I'm Bill Cleveland, On the Road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland.
Okay.
Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the United States, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Larry Connors comes on just as we get off at 6 o'clock. A couple things you might want to... listen for. For example, the U.S. Army is having trouble getting volunteers to enlist. So they're lifting the ban on those with a history of mental illness, suicide, and drug use. Wow, this sounds like a great idea.
Oh, no, I don't know. Wow.
So Larry will kick that around. If you know what a kangaroo court is, a lot of people, that describes what's happening with the sexual allegations against Alabama GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore. Larry will talk about that. He's also going to talk about this. You know what? It should surprise me, but it doesn't. You guys know who the GQ Citizen of the Year is?
Oh, I heard.
Colin Kaepernick.
I know. I don't get that.
Well, nobody.
Why?
You know what GQ is? It's a men's...
Yeah, it's a magazine.
He's the citizen... Quarterly. But see, it'd be one thing to say best-dressed player. No, citizen of the year is Colin Kaepernick. So you will want to hear what Larry has to say about that. And tomorrow, Dan, because of your band, Larry will be talking about this. There will be a rare sighting tomorrow of Venus and Jupiter. And Larry, F. Larry will tell you when you can see that.
Wow.
Yeah. Your band ought to be playing somewhere.
There was
a special occasion.
There was a sighting of Uranus by the naked eye about a month ago, maybe a couple weeks ago. You can see. Yeah.
It's but almost like you had your eye right up against Uranus.
I know. It had to be really, really, really dark where you were, away from any city lights, but you could see Uranus.
I cried Saturday, and I've never been hesitant to say that I'm a crier. For the fourth or fifth time, I watched Taking Chance with Kevin Bacon, and I cried again. I don't know how to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, but if you only watch for the rest of your life, excuse me, one military movie, watch Taking Chance. It's a true story. It's about transporting the body of a soldier by the name of Chance Phelps back home to his hometown. And Kevin Bacon is the escort. What a movie. And even though I've seen it, I just sat there, just tears running down. It is so tremendous. Taking Chance. Watched it on Veterans Day. And then I really felt like it was Veterans Day. What else? We don't have a lot of time here. Anybody watch SNL? Because I don't watch it anymore. It's all politics. SNL's nothing but politics.
I haven't watched it in months.
Are they doing any skits, I wonder, on Spacey, Kevin Spacey?
I don't know.
I bet they're not touching him.
I didn't see it. I came home Saturday from SEMO, and I was there. I left from the yard sale here and went down there, and we ate and then spent the whole day, got home around 9 o'clock. Sandy said...
Who's Sandy?
Sandy's my girlfriend.
You're married.
Huh?
You're married.
Well.
Look.
Yeah, I know. So she said, do you want to go to bed? We need to. I said,
yeah.
Why?
Hey, now.
And she goes, you're snoring. I was sitting in the chair watching TV snoring by 10 o'clock.
Hey, real quickly, too, you and your daughter, it was father-daughter paintball war.
Yes, it was.
Down there. And that was fun,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. It was fun. It stung when you got hurt, though, but it was fun.
Yeah. I've never done it. One of these days. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
All right, kiddies, you'll love this one. It's Little Red Riding Hood. And by the way, I still have not gone through I'm still on that list of jokes we made the first week that I announced I was leaving the old place and coming here. People started saying, oh, when you go to the new place, right off the bat, tell this joke. I'm still not through that list. I've got a while to go, and this is one of the jokes that was on the list. And I promised I'd tell all of them as the first jokes we tell here. Little Red Riding Hood, walking through the woods with a basket along a trail, and she looks over and she can see the big bad wolf. Lie me, do British people know the story of the big bad wolf?
We do know about the big bad wolf.
Okay. So she sees his ears. He's crouched behind a big rock. And she says, hey, I see you. I see you, big bad wolf. I see great big ears. And the wolf jumps up and runs away. And she walks a little further down the trail. And she can see through the bushes. He's crouched behind some thick bushes. But even thick as they are, she can still see his eyes. She says, hey, big bad wolf. You think you're hiding? I see your eyes. I see your great... Whoa, what big eyes you have, big bad wolf. I see you. He gets up and runs away. So she walks further down the trail. And even though he thinks he's hiding behind it's like a great big mound of dirt. But the sun reflects off his teeth. Big Bad Wolf's got really bright, white, sharp teeth. She goes, hey, I see somebody's teeth, and I know who it is. It's you, Big Bad Wolf. I see you. You may not think I see you, but I see you. And finally, the wolf jumps up and says, for goodness sakes, would you leave me alone? I'm trying to poop.
Oh,
He's a jet setter. 1 minute he's in California. The next minute he's here at Annie Guns. And then now he's back in California. Speaking of Annie Guns, his sponsor, I was there Saturday and I had the French dip. And basically it's a roast beef sandwich with melted cheese. But my goodness. Do you ever bite into a piece of meat and you realize you don't need your teeth?
Yes.
It's so tender. You could have just used your lips and bite into it. That's how good it was. Annie Guns is next door to the Smokehouse. They're both closed today because they're closed, but only on Monday. And you will need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. Gift cards are a great idea. They sell thousands every year. And I can only imagine the police and the crowd control when word got out that Mike Evans was there Saturday. I'm surprised that, they didn't have to have a traffic cop. He's back at home now. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Big crowd today. So, how was your quick trip in and out? At least you didn't have, horrible weather. It was tolerable.
It was cold.
Well, to you it was cold. You're used to 85. But
it was cold, homie.
Not bad. It wasn't a bad weekend. But for
I got to say hi. A lot of people stop by to say hello. The food, as you said, I mean, it doesn't get any better than any guess. I had the scallops that were the size of my fist. Yeah. And a cream cheese grits.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Oh. I mean, it was enough to take the wrinkle out of my raisin. You know what I'm saying, homie?
Mm, I do.
I've never heard that before. That's great.
Gary from Warrington.
Warrington.
Warrington stopped by. Janine, you're a doll, by the way. Conrad and Debbie and Tom and Kelly Courier and Cindy Bellinger and Tom and Barbara Graham. Just some of the people that came by and said hello and are AM in the PM.
Did any of them look, when they met you, did any of them look disappointed?
Our pop quiz question today.
You took the high road.
Celebrities who love. Today, name the name of the celebrity who loves nature and the environment so much, even wrote a book about improving the environment. Mm. Alex Trebek, George Clooney, Ted Danson, Matt Lauer. Odd Love Nugget. I don't know what the deal is, but that 68-year-old boyfriend of 33-year-old American Idol Catherine McPhee.
Mm. Yeah.
Has nothing to do with love. I mean, they don't date. They're not intimate. They're not. They live separately. They sort of hang out, but that's the weirdest relationship in Hollywood.
I haven't heard the name Catherine McPhee for a couple of years.
No, but she's really good, really cute.
She is.
Did you ever get a chance go on YouTube, watch her with Andrea Bocelli do the prayer?
Oh, it's fabulous. They don't really date, but it's kind of odd. The opposite of love, get ready for a couple more celebrities to be accused of sexual misconduct this week.
Could be
a big name rock and roller, also a Oscar nominee and an Oscar winner. I may have more for you tomorrow. More accusers coming forward against Steven Seagal. Seagal's smart, though. He moved to Russia. He doesn't even live here anymore.
He lives in Russia?
He lives in Moscow, Russia now, Steven Seagal.
Wow.
Now I've heard everything, department. Is it true? Harvey Weinsleeze will blame... Are you ready?
Ready.
Prescription drugs for his sexual misconduct.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah,
now
there you
know.
Go.
Yep.
And another problem for Weinstein, bankruptcy. He says that he's being forced to sell a couple of his homes.
Yeah, sure.
A couple of his homes.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Poor raper. Poor rapist. Has to sell a couple of his homes. Mm. After being thrown out of the Cosmopolitan Hotel not once but twice in Las Vegas, for drunk and disorderly, O.J. Simpson has a meeting with his parole officer on Thursday, and I'm sure they will discuss the stipulation of his parole. He is forbidden to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Well, you're drunk and disorderly and be thrown out of casinos, they could revoke O.J., put him back in jail.
That's a violation.
Wouldn't that be great?
At least they will, I'm sure, will say, if this happens again... They might give him, I'm sure.
I bet.
It'll happen.
They usually give him two or three times to do something, do more stuff, but he will.
Nicki Minaj spent a couple of $100,000 for her brother Jelani's legal defense team, but Jelani, her brother, been found guilty of multiple counts of raping his 13-year-old stepdaughter.
What is wrong with everybody?
Prosecution wants Jelani to get life in prison. So do I. I think he will. Hey, did anybody in Missouri, do you guys play Ultimate Frisbee?
No.
A couple of my friends do.
What is
that?
They
do.
What is that?
It's basically like you've got to hit these chain nets. Oh, it's like golf, but with frisbees.
Okay, I've heard of golf frisbee.
Yeah, frisbee golf. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's a little different than just frisbee golf, though. You pass it to other people that you still have to get to the goal. It's now a varsity sport sanctioned by the state of Vermont in high school, and other states, including Missouri, is soon to follow.
Hmm.
You can win a bet on this. I write the songs that make the whole world
cry.
Did Barry Manilow write and sing that song or not?
He sang it, but he didn't write it, I think. I don't think he wrote it.
He did not write it, but he did sing it. Bruce Johnston, a part-time Beach Boy, wrote it and gave it to Manilow. He said he absolutely refused to sing it, but Clive Davis called him and goes, "This is a great song. This would be the biggest song you've ever done." And because of Clive Davis's call, Barry Manilow sang it.
It's like anything Clive Davis touches, instant success.
I agree.
Now, why don't they do a bio on him? I would love to see that.
That would be great.
You know he's
got
a story.
Clive.
That's a good question.
That's a really
look at that cute. He's so cute.
Name.
Let's call him Clive.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Yeah.
Voted the biggest jerk in Hollywood by Hollywood publicists, say it was an easy call. The winner or loser, according to your look at it, is. Hey, lady.
Oh my goodness! I watched. I can't believe you said it. Last night, I'm on YouTube, and something linked me to a Jerry Lewis interview. This guy was the meanest, rudest SOB. He was horrible.
They say he was the biggest jerk in Hollywood history, Jerry Lewis.
Wow. And didn't he have like 7 kids or something? And he didn't
give his kids any money, even his homeless daughter never helped her.
Yeah, nothing. And I saw him derail a young interviewer last night on this YouTube thing, and you could tell he was deliberately trying to make her interview a failure.
I've seen that.
You have?
Yes.
For example,
horrible.
It was a young man, I think, and he.
It was like one word answer.
Yes, mm-hmm. And say, Mr. Lewis. Is there any difference between the audiences now when you play Vegas and back, say, 20, 30 years ago? Here's what he said. No. And every single answer is like
and
that.
And a smirk. Don't forget the smirk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rolling his eyes, acting like I don't want to be here. I would have just said, you know what? We're finished, jerk. I used to think you were funny. I was hoping everything I'd heard about you wasn't true. Can I retell Mike real quickly our Mickey Carroll story in case he forgot?
Go, yeah.
Mickey Carroll was one of the original Munchkins. and he lived in St. Louis. And we knew Mickey, and Mickey would come by the station, and it was obvious he was a small person. And Lewis, Jerry Lewis, comes to the Fox Theater. And Mickey Carroll, and I know this from the woman who worked there. I heard it from her. She was there when it happened. And he got a note to her and said, "Would you give this to Mr. Lewis?" And he actually did talk. You know, like,
yeah,
he said, "Would you give Mr. Lewis a $1,000 check?" Now, Mike, this was like 25, 30 years ago when the $1,000 was like $3,000. He said, "If you give this to Mr. All I want is I want to shake Mr. Lewis's hand." So she takes it back to his dressing room, and he says, "What's this?" She says, "Check for $1,000, and all the gentleman wants." She said, "By the way, it's Mickey Carroll. He was... He was one of the original Munchkins who was advised. He just wants to meet you, and he'll give $1,000. He said, "Tell him to go to hell. I don't need to meet some Munchkin." And he wouldn't take the check, and he wouldn't meet him.
Yeah.
Horrible. Wow.
Yeah, he's one of the all-time the worst.
What a jerk.
If you still don't think the NFL is in trouble, the Chicago Bear-Green Bay Packer game, big rivalry, stadium only half full.
Really?
Wow.
Los Angeles Ram game. Only 3/4 full, and I hear that 1/4 of that was paper.
I am so glad.
And the weather, it was 78 degrees, and it's beautiful and sunny. But the people, you know, even though the Rams are winning, people in Los Angeles are like, do I want to spend $80 for parking and go to the Coliseum where my life will be in danger and pay $150 for a ticket? Or do I want to go to Santa Monica and have brunch and ride a bike on the beach?
Absolutely.
Hello?
I'm actually really glad to see that people are sending a message to the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Good.
They really picked up, and now all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks, they've really dropped off.
Good.
And finally.
Oh, this is so sad.
It's a sad time, Blanco. You know it. I know it.
What'd you have for dessert at Annie Gunn's?
You know what I had to make me? A vanilla milkshake with just a little bit of chocolate in it.
Well, that's easy.
Whoa.
Ooh, it was good.
That's easy for them.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. And Cheryl had the cinnamon pie.
Yeah.
The cinnamon pie.
That's
she
great.
Almost slipped off her chair. She was so excited
see
about
what
it.
He did oh. See what he did there.
Creme brulee is my favorite.
Creme brulee is good, huh?
Yeah.
Name the name of the. By the way. How's Tim doing with his surgery?
Yeah, he just had to leave. He had an appointment, but he's doing great. I mean, he's walking around like you can't. I can't even believe he had surgery.
Like a new man.
Yeah, he said he feels so much better. Thanks.
So much did I.
We will.
Nature environment specialist loves it so much. He's written a book about making the environment better. Alex Trebek, George Clooney, Ted Danson, Matt Lauer.
Oh.
I'm going to say George Clooney because he's always kind of up in his own self about how much he likes to help the world. So.
But he's an idiot.
Yeah, he is.
But he likes people think he's such a do-gooder.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm going to go Ted Danson.
I'm also going to go Ted Danson. Yeah, I'm going to go Ted Danson also.
He's written two or three books. Ted Danson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of all the things he could have had for dessert, he gets a milkshake with just this little drop of chocolate in it. I bet they had to go, that's it?
I know.
Man.
Bread pudding. For anybody like me who has hated bread pudding your whole life, you go to Annie Gunn's and have bread pudding. That's the end of hating bread pudding because they're bread pudding. As much as I didn't like bread pudding, that's how much I... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love bread pudding.
Well, is that a British thing? It is.
Yeah.
What's figgy pudding?
Figgy
like
pudding?
Christmas carol. It's a figgy pudding.
I don't actually know because I've never eaten it, but apparently it's a very mushy dessert. That's all I know.
With figs in it.
It probably is, Dan.
Sounds
probably
horrible.
Is.
It does.
Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed today. They're closed only on Mondays. Gift cards, great idea. Here's another great idea. Cold air. You want it to stay out this winter, not get in the house. You feel that air coming in around those windows, it's time to replace those windows. And in most homes, windows are not put in to last forever because they're not that kind of quality. They're replaceable. They're great for a while, but then replacement time. Now, more homes in the United States have replacement windows from Window World than any other company. In the St. Louis area alone, almost 50,000 homes in just 14 and a half years they've been in business. Pretty impressive company. Any size, white, vinyl, double-hung windows have a lifetime warranty, glass breakage, parts, labor, everything. Everything. They have their own people, their own crews. They don't make a mess. They respect you. They respect your house. If you call them out, they will do an in-home estimate for you. Let you know what you're looking at to replace however many windows you want to place with Window World windows. So give them a call. Let them come out and do that. There's a reason they sell so many of these windows. You'll see. You'll see when you look into Window World windows. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Well, thank
this
you
is
all.
Frank Cusimano. I thought the...
That was, again, my fault.
I know what it was, Frank Cusimano.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good day today. I just now got the hiccups.
You did?
I made it. No, I made it. I get
what
about
happens
15
sometimes.
Seconds. Yeah. But I just, there it is. Just got the hiccups. So, it's okay, because the show's over. Thank you so much. I knew you'd do that. Listen, thank you so much for being with us today. Tomorrow we'll have our new movie review guy in here. And please thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great... Oh, my God. Leave my mic on here. I can't leave the show on a hiccup note. I just...
You have to gag yourself.
I almost made it like my one minute. and then it hit me.
Oh, maybe.
All right. If I could just get one statement out, and then I'm going to try it. Please thank a police officer every chance you get. They'd appreciate it. Tell the whole world your AM and the PM, and have a great Monday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right,
Dan.
Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.